on campus,
and online.
This
is URN.
We're going to do something slightly different today. We're going to be looking at a local story that happened here on campus, and we're going to get a short introduction from Daniel, and then we're going to play a little clip that one of our other news reporters managed to gather today. So, Daniel, if you'd like to start.
Right, so yesterday, students at the University of Nottingham were up in arms about the inclusion of weapons manufacturing companies at a sponsored university careers event. Our news editor, Ben Meller, did a live report for us yesterday, and we will be showing you a little clip for that now.
This is URN.
We're part of a movement called Demilitarise the University of Nottingham. We're here to make it known that the university has links, has strategic links with over, like, with dozens of companies at this careers fair who actively involve themselves in producing and manufacturing, selling, designing, you name it, they do it, in terms of weapons, missiles, bombs, like aircraft, all over the world, especially in active war zones. The vast majority of, say, for example, Rolls-Royce, a lot, like 30 to 35% of their revenue comes from making and selling arms, engines for fighters, bombs, guns. We had a company pull out, BAE Systems, number one in Europe for arms manufacturing. They pulled out, and they make 97% of their profit through the arms trade.
You know, what is the official SU position on the protest we've just witnessed?
So the official SU position is that last year we passed a policy through council, which basically said we want to ban arms companies off campus. That includes companies like BAE, who are the Europe's biggest arms company. And surprisingly today, BAE have not come onto campus because they're scared of a protest.
This is URN.
All right, thank you very much, Ben. So, what do you guys think about this? So, we've been seeing these companies that are heavily involved in arms, like Rolls-Royce, BAE Systems, invited to the fair. So, do you think these companies have a place at the University of Nottingham?
I mean, that's a big question, isn't it? I mean, they're, you know, I think you need to sort of step back and have a look at some of the context. I mean, it was a careers fair, specifically for STEM students, and naturally, you know, some of the biggest employers in sort of engineering technology currently are indeed the arms manufacturers. So, on you know, on an amoral level, they certainly, you know, their presence there was understandable, alongside lots of other companies. But when you sort of consider about, you know, some of the, you know, involvement and who they sort of sell to, and if you look at sort of current state of, you know, foreign policy, especially with, you know, continued arms exports to, you know, regimes like, you know, Saudi Arabia and stuff, that's certainly very morally questionable. Should a higher education institution be associating with that? I'm not too sure, but equally, they're, you know, want to get the best sort of outcomes for sort of current students as well, and therefore probably also have an interest in wanting to say, oh well, a certain percentage of our students have gone to you know, top employers, which they are. So I'm not really too sure.
Yeah, I think morally it is, obviously there is a question there. The issue is whether that is a question to be answered by the respective students, who I suppose it is their choice as to what career they go into.
Yeah.
And perhaps they should have the full range of options available to them and not be curtailed by, you know, protest groups within the university. But at the same time, I think it is certainly the BAE Systems. That's almost, with Rolls-Royce, you can say they're not exclusively an arms manufacturer. And so whilst that may be one branch of the sort of business model they have, there's, you know, there's credit to them being there for other things that they offer. I mean, BAE is obviously a little bit more strict in its focus, and I think they said 92% is focused on arms, but at the same time the arms industry provides 22 billion for the UK economy, so I think it is morally questionable, but you can sort of very easily see both sides as to why they would or wouldn't be invited onto campus.
And they pulled out BAE systems. Interesting point. Do you guys think this is going to hurt the prospects of, say, engineering students?
I think it's always difficult, I guess, kind of going back to that first question, you know, like, I think we have to look at kind of, as a student population, how much of a percentage would agree with, like, removing companies that deal with that deal in the arms industry. Because I think if you ask the whole student population, it'd be interesting to see what the split would be. Because clearly there is a very vocal minority who feel that companies related to arms should not be present at university events, and clearly they have made their voice well spoken during their protest. But at the same time, I wonder if there are many engineering students and other students who are mostly focused on their careers and want to have all the opportunities they can to try and get a job after uni. So I think it's a difficult balance, as we've discussed, kind of with the ethical side. But you've got to think, as we've said, like, on the how you want students to get jobs after their degrees. And if that means going with companies that are ethically questionable, then that should be the student's decision. To a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're all adults here, and I think that there's definitely an argument to be made about that. Equally, I think there's a lot of other companies outside of explicitly arms manufacturing that you could have at such a careers fair that are also, you know, morally questionable, whether or not it sort of maybe comes, you know, where, you know, treatment of staff or, you know, their, you know, tax affairs or, you know, pollution and stuff like that, especially in the STEM industry. You can find that all over the place. And there's definitely a few edge cases, like, you know, Rolls-Royce. Well, you know, they make some things, and you know, that are definitely outside of arms, but they also, you know, provide a lot of what's called, like, jet engines and things for fighter jets and stuff that will then be used by companies like BAE Systems for, you know, it's a bit of an ecosystem, really. I mean, another company that I think they were protesting against was Palantir. So whilst they don't they're not explicitly an arms manufacturer, their game is in data processing and analytics and stuff, and have definitely had their fair share of controversies over the past few years when it comes to data harvesting during the COVID pandemic. I mean, and they've still got, I think, a big careers event going on this evening as well. So I think it's definitely something that if you have issues with, I think there's a lot of other places that you could apply that to outside of just explicitly. It's an easy one to get, you know, annoyed at, and rightly so, I think. But I think there's definitely a bigger picture there where you could start applying such a viewpoint to quite a few other places.
Absolutely. And I think you made a really, really good point there about the sort of where do we draw the line with this? Because, yeah, like you said, there are workplace abuses in basically every large company, and we've got like the Royal Air Force that regularly has career outreach events at secondary schools, for example. So I think in the workplace there are a lot of injustices, and is it right to only focus on one, or should we really be starting to unravel this whole sort of package of issues?
I think as far as, you know, protesting goes, it makes sense sort of tactically to very kind of start off going very focused on something that everyone will be able to understand, and it's kind of very kind of a quite a black and white issue probably to quite a few people, and then maybe perhaps expand and use that sort of energy and attention that you've brought to start looking at other employers too. But I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, look at workplace abuses. I mean, you've got big employers like Microsoft, all the big tech companies laying off lots and lots of workers. I mean, would you go to sort of like computer science students and say, oh, well, sorry, we're going to take away, you know, your access to sort of careers events from big tech? I don't know. I mean, Sony and things like that, games development companies with crunch time and how, you know, how overworked some like developers can be during a, you know, release of big games.
Yeah, and just on that point, the University of Nottingham loves the sort of the London-based finance companies. Yeah. But you've got reports of like people working 100 hours a week sometimes in these sorts of companies. So I think there are a whole range of sort of ethical concerns, and maybe we should be asking more questions about that.
And I think regardless of whether or not you sort of support them not being there or not, I think as, you know, as a vehicle of scrutiny, I think it's definitely, I think, welcome. I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that can be looked at, like workplace ethics and stuff, just from the platform of that kind of protest. And so if they're, you know, going to go and have a look at, you know, other companies and stuff there, I think they're definitely well within their right to do that. And whether or not it gets them removed or not, I think it's definitely an important issue and case to be raising.
Yeah, I think sort definitely. of bringing it back to the original protest that we saw on campus. I don't think anyone, especially in sort of the current political climate where protests are generally being cracked down upon, I don't think there's anyone who would say they shouldn't have the right to protest.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
It's a morally contentious issue that obviously lots of people feel very strongly about. I think where an actual company is now withdrawn from the STEM fair, careers fair, I think maybe that's where it becomes a little bit more questionable in terms of they withdrew due to the fear of a protest. That's then, I don't know, I mean, not a STEM student myself, so it does perhaps could be viewed as quite condescending in saying, oh, we don't agree with this company, so they shouldn't be allowed to come to the STEM fair at all because I don't personally agree with it. Is, you know, there's a lack of like STEM students being able to choose. They're allowed to choose what job they want to do. Mm-hmm. And like you said, that there's probably no squeaky clean company out there. So yeah. It is down to personal discretion, I guess.
I guess kind of the difficulty you've got there is, like, on one side, like, obviously, as we've said, kind of, we're all adults and we should all choose where we want to work and we shouldn't be restricted on that. But on the other hand, when a university allows a company to come to their fair, they are, in a sense, platforming them. So
yes.
They're giving them an opportunity to speak.
An endorsement, definitely.
And the question then becomes, like, if the company's values and the university's values don't line up, is it then fair for that university to invite that company? I think that's kind of where the overall conflict lies, if we think about it more broadly. And I think the question then becomes kind of, are the values so different that the university wouldn't want to be affiliated with that company? And I think it's also interesting when you look at the when we're talking about things like workplace values, these are certainly topics that wouldn't have been discussed 30, 40 years ago. So I think we've certainly seen a progression in terms of when workers asked for things to change, companies have been forced to do that. So I think the protests that we've seen yesterday, I think, is an example where people are doing something that is seen as extreme, but in the future, you know, the practices that these companies go through may be less prominent, or at least kind of companies may be less willing to do it because, you know, it's not seen as acceptable by certain sects of society. So I think that's kind of the challenge, is that in the moment it can look extreme, but in the future it can look quite benign in terms of what it's trying to uphold.
Mm-hmm. And do you see actually any meaningful change in the future then? Do you think we're ever going to sort of collectively reject the influence of these military companies?
Well, I think that's that's a big question.
Maybe beyond the scope of this this show. But
I think broadly, I'll just say quickly, I'll let some of you guys talk about it as well. I think broadly speaking, that comes down to the national government supporting companies and, by extension, society accepting it. I think you need both of those groups to decide that what the company's doing isn't acceptable. Now, that could be through the society telling the government to disapprove of them, but either way, I think you need both a national government and you need the general populace to disagree with something for it to legitimately be changed.
Oh, certainly, definitely. Yeah. It's one of those things that one or the other, really. I mean, especially if it's just society, the general public.
Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you talking about sort of their influence, I think that is the big thing that would have to change, because I think regardless of you know, of a vocal minority, no matter how large that might be, you know, a country still want to buy weapons, well, okay, then they're going to, what's it called, they're going to go and do that, and you obviously need people working there, so obviously they will continue to try and do as much outreach as possible. Mm-hmm. And like we were talking about Shell Oil last week, there will probably become a point where a lot of these companies will be trying to engage in a bit of sort of PR repair into wanting to look a bit nicer. And what's your prime platform and ability to do that, appealing for the people who haven't gone into the workplace yet, trying to get them on board? So, again, like what a lot of the stuff we talk about here, it could go either way, but I don't really see them going away anytime soon, sadly.
Yeah, I think in terms of what you said about, will we as a university reject these military companies, is it, I think there may be certain groups that do, but at the same time, you know, defence, we've seen Liz Truss, sorry to bring it back to this, but U-turn again, because she's still going to increase defence spending to 3% of GDP, billions and billions of pounds. The UK is, I think, 16% provider of all global arms, so it's an industry that's not going away. I think we've got enough sort of history and politics students in the rooms to realise that all war ending is not going to happen. I mean, these particular companies, I wouldn't say I know enough about them to say if there are particular sort of, I mean, obviously some of the funding, Saudi Arabia, etc., that's very morally dubious. But at the same time, would we say, I don't know, would you stop the RAF coming to a careers fair? That's a bit of a straw man argument, but the military, the Marines, at what point, like we said, do you sort of draw the line there?
Yeah, which place in the chain?
As a university.
Yeah.
And also, I think there's, definitely, sorry to keep going on, but there's sort of a relationship between the sort of student and the university. Do you, as we were talking about earlier, I think perhaps people go, do they pick a university in the hope that that university is going to provide for them as wide a possible range of jobs and careers they may not necessarily want to go into, but I suppose students might hope that they have as many options available to them as possible when they do join a university.
And I think we'll probably wrap this up soon, but just to sort of to summarise, I do think that what this comes down to is that ethically it is within the rights of these protesters to oppose it, but it is also within the rights of the students to seek out these companies. And I think it is clear that by questioning this, it will open up a lot of other questions in sort of related industries where there might be other kinds of abuses going on.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely a very complex topic in terms of, as we've said, kind of where you draw the line on that and how far you want to go. And who knows, we may see a response from the university after these protests. You heard kind of their official response in the clip that we played earlier, which you can also find on other URN platforms, social media, etc.
On campus
and online,
this
is URN.